Searing heat. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. More than 107 million people in the U.S. are under heat advisories or excessive heat warnings, stretching from northeast Minnesota south to the Florida Panhandle and east to the Outer Banks.
Heat will continue to build over the nation's midsection. It will continue to expand east, but right now it looks like there will at least be a period where the flow aloft will keep the northeast U.S. cooler than normal for at least a couple of days.
It's meteorologist Rich Bond at the National Weather Service, who says it's forecast to reach 97 in Minneapolis on Tuesday, St. Louis and Charlotte expecting to hit triple digits. Inflation worries pushing Wall Street into bear market territory. The Dow lost 876 points Monday. NASDAQ dropped 530.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre was asked for reaction, as President Biden had previously highlighted a strong stock market during his presidency thus far.
We've faced global challenges. We've talked about this. We're not the only country dealing with what we're seeing at the moment as it relates to inflation. You know, Putin's price hike, inflation coming out of a once in a generation global pandemic. All of those things play a factor.
But when asked by Fox's Peter Doocy what the message is to Americans who are ready to retire and see their savings and 401ks wiped out, Jean-Pierre pointed to a strong labor market as evidence that the U.S. is in a good position to tackle inflation.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The House Select January 6th committee with another hearing Monday, presenting witnesses who'd said they'd told former President Trump he'd lost the 2020 election. Committee Chairman Democrat Benny Thompson of Mississippi charging,
he ignored the will of the voters. He lied to his supporters and the country.
But Chairman Thompson told reporters Monday the panel will not make any criminal referrals to the Justice Department. A California Highway Patrol officer has been shot during a traffic stop in L.A., reported to be critical. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Bipartisan group of senators announcing a framework for potential new gun legislation.
This was a breakthrough. 10 GOP senators support the plan. That is key. If all 50 Democrats stick together, they can hit the magic number of 60 yeas and break a filibuster. Now, the bill helps states set up their own red flag laws. It also enhances background checks for those younger than 21, and it requires a review of juvenile mental health records. Now, liberals wanted to raise the age from 18 to 21 to buy assault weapons, but the GOP rejected that.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt telling Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight,
red flag laws are very dangerous. I can't believe the Republicans are going along with the Democrats here. Their answer to every question is gun control, and this is not the road to go down.
Police in the Dallas suburb of Duncanville, Texas, shot and killed an armed man who'd fired at least two shots inside a field house where 150 children were attending a day camp on Monday. None of the children were injured, the police not yet releasing the gunman's name or his motive. The Navy meting out discipline for a deadly amphibious training accident off the coast of Southern California nearly 2 years ago.
Eight Marines and a sailor died July 30th, 2020, after their amphibious vehicle sank during a training exercise near San Clemente Island in Southern California. It's the deadliest marine training accident in decades. Now the Navy has issued letters of censure to five officers, three Marine and two Navy. Censure letters can be career-ending and typically prevent further promotion. A statement faults the officers for inadequate leadership and execution of their oversight duties, highlighting risk, preparedness, COVID-19 accommodations, communication, state of readiness, and safety measures. Only seven of the 16 on board were rescued. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.